It's December 16th at 18:12 hours. I'm at the Cameron Police Station.
Matt, yes.
How are you?
Good.
I apologize. Everybody saw me, and so they're all like, did you get like 6 phone calls?
No, my sergeant called me and said, okay. Hey, we can talk back here. No worries. I apologize about being late here. Let's see if, good, we can come back here. All right, thank you.
Just laughing because it's been 20 years since I lived here. And I lived here for 20 years, too.
Oh, okay.
And, 18, but anyway. And I'm looking at city council pictures, and I know 4 of them.
Yeah. Small world, nothing's changed. How was traffic? Fine until you got to
Except for Oxnard, it wasn't bad. Yeah.
It always is.
But, you know, that's always the case, right, with Oxnard?
So, like, again... I apologize. I know you're just trying to get home, and you've had a long...
What? I wish I had stopped, and I wish I had pulled out my camera, because if I'd had the presence of mind, I could have gotten a whole... It was literally there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you...
I mean, just the width of the street, and I had just come out of Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And the light was red.
Okay.
And I was stopped right there.
Okay.
Okay. So I saw all of it.
Okay.
I saw all of the shooting. I don't know before or after, but I saw the whole shooting.
So you're at the Wells Fargo Bank, and then do you exit out onto Daly, or do you exit out on Carmen?
I exited onto Carmen. I was going to get on the freeway to go.
Okay, so you're southbound on Carmen, and then you said the light is red there.
Yes.
at the intersection?
Right.
And then... because the way it's set up, say if this is Carmen, I'll put with a C, and this is going to be Daly, and the way this is a left-hand turn lane, there's one lane next to it, two lane next to it, and 3 lane, and this is where you turned out of. The Wells Fargo's over here, and here's...
And I think I was in the middle lane.
Okay, so we'll call this the number 2 lane.
Yeah, because I was trying to get on the freeway, and this was a turn lane.
Okay.
And this was empty.
Okay, the lane closest to the left-hand turn lane?
Right.
Okay, now where was your car when you were stopped? Where were you at the limit line? Were you the first car?
I honestly don't know, because I heard the yelling as soon as I stopped.
Okay.
So... if I was in back of somebody, I don't remember that.
Okay. Now, when you say yelling, what did you, did you hear?
Okay, so I pulled out, and of course I'm focused on traffic.
Sure.
I pulled out, and I stopped, and I hear what turned out to be drop the knife.
Okay, so you specifically
heard that? He said that several times. So the second time I heard it, I realized what I heard the first time.
Okay.
Because it was the exact same sound.
Okay.
Okay. He said that I heard at least 3, possibly 4 times.
Okay.
And then he started shooting.
Is the...
the guy started lunging at him.
Okay. When the deputy... how was the deputy dressed? What was he wearing?
A uniform.
So he was identified as... I mean, you would identify...
clearly him. An officer.
Okay.
So clearly an officer.
Okay.
And he was pointing a gun.
Okay. Now, when the deputy is giving orders to this... subject, is the subject yelling anything back?
No.
Okay.
He looked bewildered.
Okay.
He looked like he was on something.
Okay.
Because I thought about this, and I'm like,
because, you know, what I want to say to you and everybody is, this was a completely understandable, justified action on the part of the officer, okay. as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Even though it horrified me, okay, because this guy was close to the corner.
Okay.
Okay, and he's kind of like this, you know. It was like, I'm not sure what's going on, but I've got this knife.
So when you have your hand up, so he's holding the knife with the blade up, like
right close to him.
Okay, and the blade's pointing
up.
Okay.
Okay. And he starts doing this. Well,
okay.
It's a knife. Hello, yep. And the officer's there, so he starts shooting.
Okay.
And I didn't know. I still don't know what he used. Apparently it wasn't real bullets because I didn't see any blood.
Right.
But I was stunned because it was like bang, 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 bang. And it looked like something like sawdust popping off of his
chest.
Okay. I thought that was really weird.
Okay.
But that's partially what clued me that he wasn't using real bullets.
Okay.
Okay, that and the fact that the guy kept coming. I'm like, well, but it sounded like a gun.
So when the officer's shooting at him, the subject is still...
Yes, it wasn't until the fifth or sixth shot that he started to stagger. And I'm like, okay, finally, you know. But he was doing this, so he got shot a seventh time. And then he did a face plant into the street.
Okay, now...
He sort of did this.
Now, when the officer, when the subject's coming at the officer with the knife, what is, other than commands, what's the officer doing? Is he...
He tried to back up.
Okay, so
he tried to keep a little distance.
Okay.
He clearly did not want to shoot the guy.
Okay.
And that was clear in my mind. I don't know why it was clear in my mind, but it was clear in my mind. This officer hates what's happening. He just hates what's happening.
Okay.
But the problem is that for whatever reason, it's kind of like watching a dumb animal. It was really weird. It was like he had this here and he didn't let it down and he didn't stop. And so, you know, the thought to me was he could do this real easily. Mm-hmm. And that's why the guy kept shooting. Okay. And until he staggered and did this, and the officer stepped that way. I'm trying not to say cop.
No.
The officer stopped, backed a little bit this way, and let him go.
So the officer stepped to the left, and then...
I think. Yeah, he didn't try to break his fall, because it would have put him right in the way of the knife.
Now, did you see when the officer was shooting at the subject or towards the subject? Did you see the subject drop the knife? Do you recall?
I didn't ever see him let go of the knife.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I guess he must have. But
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It doesn't seem to me that he ever did. I think he just face planted into the street. That was the first time I actually saw blood was something off of his face.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay. He is bleeding, but he wasn't bleeding before. I didn't see any other blood anywhere.
Okay.
But, I mean, the sound was horrible. I can only imagine how it had to feel. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to ask, I mean, is the guy alive? Is he okay?
I don't know if he's... I just know he was transported to the hospital.
I'm a heart patient. If I got hit like that mm-hmm. five times, I think I'd be dead.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
wow.
He was transported to the hospital, and I've just been running around doing interviews. And
yeah. I don't know how he withstood it. I really don't.
Okay. It finally
caught up with him, because then he just collapsed, okay. You know.
And about how far would you think the closest, when they came together, about how close would you think the deputy was, or the subject was to the deputy?
If I'm the deputy. If he's at the wall.
Okay, just say I'm the deputy, just standing here.
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry. I'm doing it from the perspective of...
Oh, okay. Go ahead then.
Okay, so the guy is the lamp.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe a tiny bit further back.
Okay.
And stepping back. Okay, and this guy is, and he's advancing. He started out slow, and then he sort of rushed.
Okay.
And that's when the third, fourth, fifth, sixth shots happened.
Okay.
And somewhere in the fifth or sixth vicinity is when he faltered, and it was like, oh, okay, it's finally having an effect. And it was sort of like the officer goes, sort of backs off that way, and I do this.
Okay.
And I face plant into the street.
Now, what when the subject face plants into the street, does he get back up or attempt to get back up? Or?
No, he's down. But then the light changed and I had to leave.
No, no, it's fine.
I don't know what was going on with the light because nobody was beeping at me. I think we were all watching. I might have sat there through one change of the light. I don't know. Nobody was doing anything but watching what was happening, you know. And I was thinking, why didn't I grab my phone? It was right there. I could have filmed it, but I was just so, and it was so fast.
Right.
But when I realized it wasn't bullets, I decided not to worry about filming it.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I left that I thought, you know, I should have filmed it anyway, even if I only caught the tail end of it, because at least you could see what happened.
Right.
You know, so sorry.
No, in the presence of mind. Could you tell me what the subject was wearing, or what could you describe?
Yeah, a bright colored, he had what looked like dyed blonde hair.
Okay.
And a bright colored sweater with like a black trim, kind of like an 80s. just a multicolored sweater. High neck, I think, maybe with a collar.
Okay.
And, I don't know, dark pants.
Now, was your view obstructed at
no.
any point?
Okay. No.
Were you windows up or windows down?
Windows down.
Okay. So you could clearly hear what the officer was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't swear at him. He didn't say anything except drop the knife.
Okay.
That's all I ever heard.
And just to refresh my memory, about how many times would you best recollection think that he, or guess that he yelled to drop the knife?
Definitely three, possibly four.
Okay.
That I heard.
Okay.
It's possible that he said it one more time before I drove up.
Okay.
Because I was rolling the window down as I left the,
out of
as
the
I pulled
Harbor.
Out, you know.
Okay.
And, so I'm rolling the window down, I hear this yelling, and I look like that, and I'm like, and I stop, and I, you know, roll the rest of the way down, and it's unfolding.
Okay, so there were no cars, you didn't have any cars that were parked next to you?
Nothing
blocking
me. Your view
was completely unobstructed.
That's why I'm kicking myself for not taking a picture, because I could have, mm-hmm. if I had thought about it.
So when the shooting is going on, if we say, this is your car, okay, This is your car, and the shooting is occurring.
This is me.
Okay.
And this is that guy, and here's the officer. I mean, I'm watching it. I'm watching it.
And where
this guy rushes toward him, and then he's backing away.
Okay.
And then he does this, and this guy ends up doing that.
Now, do you recall seeing the officers?
He splatted right in front of me.
Do you recall seeing the officer's patrol car?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Could it have been?
If you don't remember, it's not a big deal.
Maybe back here.
Okay.
I had the impression that he either just arrived or just found the guy.
Okay.
But I might have missed a few seconds.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I saw the majority of the conflict, but the previous and I think somebody else either came along or had him on the radio or something.
Okay.
As I pulled off.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, I wish I could just stay here and watch what's going on, but I didn't want to obstruct traffic.
Okay. Did you see the subject with any other people or
no.
any other people?
Seemed to be alone.
Was there anybody else on the sidewalk that you recall seeing?
Nobody.
So just the officer?
Yeah. I saw people over here watching. Mm-hmm. They were on the opposite corner.
Okay.
Three of them.
Okay.
And that's all. I didn't really check out anything more because I just had to get out of there, I thought, you know. Okay. And then I'm getting on the freeway. I'm going, okay, I need to call in and say I saw this because it's such a perfect place.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I apologize.
No. We're talking now, so I
yeah.
mean, that's fine. What was I going to ask you? Oh, when the officer was keeping distance.
Yeah.
What was he walking backwards or was his back to the subject?
He was walking. He did not take his eyes off the subject at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
And what happened was, he was kind of consistent in just like stepping back slowly, while okay. this guy accelerated.
So the subject, he was initially was walking
as
slow.
As he started getting shot, he accelerated.
Okay.
So, and I'm not sure what that was about.
Okay.
Because he still had this bewildered look on his face.
Okay.
Like, why is this happening?
Okay. But you didn't hear the subject at any point, whether he yelled anything?
I have no idea what he sounds like.
Any profanities? Okay.
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that's, even if you think it doesn't, you know, I mean, that was good.
I've been thinking about it all day.
Okay. And let me ask you this. When you said that
it really upset me.
When you said you saw, what did you see on him when he was being shot?
Almost like little, like if you shot into a hay bale.
Okay.
Just kind of poof. And I thought it was really odd. I'm like, what the heck am I,
what am I
seeing?
Where did you see those poofs?
Right where I imagine he was hit.
Okay, on his chest area?
Yeah.
Okay. And about how many do you recall, or it just looked like numerous?
4, 6.
Okay. And about how many shots did you hear total?
I believe I heard 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe I heard 7. It could have been more, but okay. But 7 is what I'm absolutely comfortable with.
Okay. And you didn't see...
The last two were slower, and it was just because... okay, so the first one... This is what I imagine. The first one, I think he was thinking it would either make the guy... think twice or he would stop. And
okay.
and then he sped up. So then it was just pop, 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 pop. You know. And he's still coming. I think maybe as he shot the 6th one, the guy stumbled and started to veer off. But he wasn't letting go of the situation, if that makes sense.
The subject was still. I mean,
he was still
he was
stumbling,
officer.
But he was still kind of trying to get to the officer. So,
okay.
So that's when the 7th one.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was any, pardon the term, overkill at all. As soon as the guy clearly was not able to do anything, you know, he was face planning, then the officer backed off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing in your mind seemed excessive?
No.
Okay.
No. And I want to make that really clear. I'd like to tell the guy I think he did a fabulous job,
okay.
considering how scared he must have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it's very scary.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you can think about or...
No, I'd be happy to call you if I think of something, but I can't. I've been thinking about it all day. I'm just really glad it wasn't real bullets, because it messed with my head.
Okay.
Being
that if it was real bullets, or if it was, or if it
I
was.
Don't like violence, and it just I thought I had just seen a guy get killed, and then I suddenly realized, well, no, he may be badly hurt or. We're dead, but it's only because of the force of the projectiles,
okay.
not because he got shot, per right. se.
Well, that's the thing, and none of us, you know, I mean,
I'm glad you have a weapon like that. I didn't know that existed.
Right. Had you heard about that before, or?
I knew something like that. I've heard of rubber bullets, mm-hmm. but I didn't see anything. I was looking for rubber bullets, and I didn't
right.
see them.
Okay.
So I don't know. I really don't know what he hit him with.
Okay. Okay.
And this little dusty thing totally confused me.
Oh, well. Don't know.
Yeah.
So, do you, Dave, do you happen to have your driver's license?
I do.
You? Okay.
And I meant to bring in one of my cards, too.
Okay.
I'm an actor.
Oh, okay.
I just moved to L.A. 14 months ago.
Oh, how's that going?
You know, it's going great. It's been really hard. The first 11 months we were homeless, which we didn't see coming at all. And so it was really hard, but my career has just been off the wall.
Good, you've been getting work?
Yeah, in fact, about an hour and a half after we left here, my manager called me and she says, "Guess what?" And I'm like, "What?" And she says, "You got a full-length movie."
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm just like, "What?"
Wow, that's nice.
So I've been doing student movies in television. My resume looks pretty nice for somebody who's only been in it a year.
Oh wow, so you just...
Well, I've been in theater for 40 years.
Okay.
And my manager discovered me on the stage.
Okay.
But I've only been in TV and movies for a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how much work, how long is that going to be with the movie you're doing?
5 weeks.
Wow.
And I can't wait to hear what the daily rate is.
That's great.
Whoa!
Isn't that great? I mean, that's what a good way to close out the year.
Yeah.
And to start your... Wow, when do you start filming?
Well, audition is sometime Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
Don't know when the filming is. Presumably after the 3rd of January.
How nice.
I don't think they're going to want to...
How nice.
Yeah, I'm...
And what's the...
Totally stoked. I don't know anything else about it. I just know that she had been pursuing this production company. Apparently something clicked, and she said, "They really like your resume. They really like your look. They think you're perfect. You're pre-cast in the movie. The only thing that would change that is if you just totally blow your audition."
Okay.
So... And I don't plan to do that.
No, that's not going to happen. All right.
So,
well, again,
other than that, I have no idea. thank you.
Yes, okay. Like I said, if you have any questions about anything, my email is on there also.
Okay.
Feel free to call me. That's fine.
And, okay.
Again, thank you for taking time out. I know it's... it's setting you behind right now, but...
No, the only reason I got a little tense with you there for a second was because I suddenly realized that my storage closes at 6:30, and I thought, can I make it to Reseda by 6:30? Probably not.
Yeah, I apologize. I've been in that situation, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
You probably got me out of the snarl.
No, that's good. I'll walk you out.
Okay.